We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to spend some time talking to a gentleman that I always enjoy a good chat with, Bishop Leon Benjamin, who just happens to be the new chairman of the Richmond City Republican Party. And we're glad to have you here on the program this morning, Bishop Benjamin. I understand that you have introduced something you're calling the blueprint. What is that?
Well, actually, the blueprint, John, is the first recidivism solution, I believe, to leverage what we call cognitive features such as facial recognition technology, also workforce development, mentorship program, community program. It's all bundled into one particular service arena. As a matter of fact, the blueprint actually is an acronym which stands for Business Leaders Unlocking Entrepreneurial and Procurement Relief for Individuals in Transition.
So how many people are affected by the effort to get back into the workforce or to normalize their lives after they get out of jail or out of prison? I mean, is that a real pressing issue within our society, numbers-wise?
Absolutely. I mean, literally, we're talking about millions. I mean, millions of people, 70-plus million. I mean, it's just an amazing number of how many individuals are affected by this.
And I guess it ranges everything from someone who's in jail for a short period of time for a relatively minor crime to a more significant sentence where they're really taken out of society and cut off from any opportunity to grow or learn for years on end. How do you interact with someone who has been so isolated for such a long period of time?
Well, look, the plan, of course, is that we have to disrupt the system, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to disrupt it and transform the process by connecting with inmates prior to release. This is very important. The pipeline, we want to pipeline them into an environment that streamlines education, business development, personal development. All the while, we're providing access to goods and services that will low cost or even probably freely available, be available to them, to the inmates in transitions. And I like to call them returning citizens.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. There are a lot of people who talk to me about the difference between Republican politics and Democrat politics. And I think they believe that Republicans just write off entire groups of people in society, not wanting to have anything to do with them at all. So perhaps they'd be surprised to know that you have this role as the chairman of the Republican Party in the city of Richmond, which is, you know, that's a tough job to have in a city that probably doesn't have a high percentage of Republican voters. What motivated you as a private citizen, as a pastor, and in your role as chairman of the Republican Party in the city to take on this kind of initiative?
Well, first and foremost, as just a father, you know, mm-hmm. Having children and being able to be responsible and my wife and I raising them to be principle centered, and then it just offshoots into what we do in the ministry with the church. Our church is very community oriented. And as, of course, you know, getting involved, of course, in politics, it kind of came together to mean service. And as a GOP leader, and as a matter of fact, John, I'm the first African-American Richmond City GOP chairman. So it's about four of us around the country that are African-American. And that says a whole lot far as what's really going on in the environment of the Republican Party. There's a shift, there's a change. And I saw an opportunity to just be, again, a service to the community, especially with this recidivism project, with the blueprint. And so it just kind of comes together in the scheme of what I call for myself praying the perfect will of God.
Well, it's certainly a bold position to take, and one that I'm certain you endure a great deal of scrutiny minimally, and probably some abuse from people who don't want you to take on a role in especially with the Republican Party politically. And for you to take on this role and try to bring both sides together is admirable. Tell the folks who are listening, if they're interested in the blueprint and in your project, how they can get involved.
Well, we're going to be rolling out several things. Of course, our press release, also a video that's going to explain a lot about the process of what we're doing. We're going to be introducing this, of course, to about 10 major cities around the nation. Not just in Virginia, but other states as well. And so if they want to get more information, I'm going to give them my email, and they can contact us at coalitionofleadersva@gmail.com. Coalitionofleadersva, that's Ansel, Virginia, but it's just VA, at gmail.com. Also, there's some things that we're going to be putting out, of course, with our website, and we're just so excited. Of course, they can look me up on Facebook. Our coalition's website is coalitionofleadersunited.org, coalitionofleadersunited.org. They can contact me. Of course, they can look us up on Facebook. They can Google me. I'm in a lot of different places. Well,
they'll find a way to get a hold of you. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who will be very interested in this and appreciative of the fact that you're willing to start the conversation and help people who need this type of assistance. So I appreciate you coming on the program. Leon Benjamin, Bishop Leon Benjamin, who's also the chairman of the City of Richmond's Republican Party. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.